Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to the Christian Writers World program. I'm your host, pastor and fellow author, Janet Fears. On this program today, I'm going to be talking about writing Christian fiction. Christian fiction is a voice to reach the lives of others through stories. As authors, we write to share Jesus, although God may bless us with monetary benefits along the way, as we share his love with the world through our written word. It doesn't really matter if we write for young adults or older adults. Our goal is still to spread the gospel to others. As I said before, many do not know Jesus. Many have not been inside a church, but will read books where they can listen and not be preached to. This is a great opportunity for Christian authors to reveal him to them through novels and stories. So now let's talk a little about some of our goals as Christian authors. Of course, we want to be successful. We want our books to sell, just like secular authors. We struggle to find the right publishers and marketing tools to make this happen. Often, we submit our completed works to secular publishers, who often reply that our book is just a little bit too holy for their readers, that it doesn't contain what their readers want, like violence, sex, even adultery, things that pertain to the world today. So then we turn to Christian publishers and find, too, that they also have certain criteria they want in their books, like no cursing, sex, foul language, or violence. They want storylines that are pertinent for today's world, but that are dealt with by the Word of God working in the character's life. They want to see scripture that builds the character's faith, as well as pulls them through difficult situations that will leave them saying things like, I know how she or he feels. I've been there myself. Or, yes, that's just what I did, too, in that same situation. They want them to relate to the character through their eyes of a believable situation or story that they can in some way identify with, and that reveals the love of God in the story and leads them to him. That is our goal. They want a story that's exciting, that has adventure and tension, that builds to a climax that ends in a believable outcome. And if we do it right, our words will leave them satisfied at the end and with the message that God wants us to share with them. Now, to do all this well, a writer, Christian or secular, must study the craft of writing. We must always remember that God is the one who's called us and is watching, and we want to make him proud of our writing. It's always good to read the Word. Often God will lead you to what to write through ideas that you read while you're studying God's Word. That is how I got to writing my first novel, The Master Plan. My second novel, also Leah, and also my third novel now that I'm just about ready to complete, Sarah. I'm working on that right now, and I'm very close to the end. God has given me every storyline characters' names, and then led me to scripture to add to my story, and has been showing me how to weave it all together to convey a message of faith and hope and love while giving my readers a great story in the process. Now, it might also be helpful to seek out writing courses dealing with things like grammar, punctuation, and other aspects of writing. Whether you are a Christian writer or secular, publishers want to see a published manuscript without errors, and most definitely read other Christian writers' work in the area of your interest, especially the area that you want to write in. See how they weave their stories. See if their Christian message of the gospel comes through as you read. See if the story is captivating and holds your interest. See if they use any scripture references throughout the story that readers can refer to later after finishing the book. But most importantly, realize that a Christian writer needs to know the Lord because they are representing him through their written word. Now, that's my program. But I want you to stop and think about all that I have talked about. Being a Christian writer, one must definitely, first of all, have God in his life. If God is in your life, then he will lead you to the right stories and how to put them all together. If God is not in your life, then it's very hard to write for him. You must know him just like you would know an intimate friend. When you know someone very well, then you know you can describe them to a person and they can see it vividly in their mind. It's the same way with God. When God speaks to you in your heart, then you know, and that's the way you can convey it in your stories. Now, being a Christian writer is a wonderful thing because we are representing the Lord Jesus Christ, and everything we do is to honor him. Now, in the secular world, a lot of Christian writers do write in the secular world. And as I say, all Christian writers do not write the same. And everyone has an idea of how they feel God wants them to write. But in the end, we have to always stop and think, is this glorifying God? You know, like some do go into the sex scenes and everything. But I'm like this. That's not my forte. That's not me. I like stories. You know, there's so much in the world, like I said before. There's nothing really that you can write about that hasn't happened already. People know all about it. And so when I sit down and write a book, I want a nice story. In a sense, I want to be in the world but taken away from the world just for that short amount of time. I want to sit down and enjoy something and be able to look back and say, now that was a good story. But I also know that that is true, that God can do this. Because I've seen, you know, how God has worked in other people's lives. So I know that this is true, even though it's a fiction story. And so that's what God is using you to portray him through fiction, but through scripture and stuff that you put in your word, in words into the book, that they can go back and relate to it. Being a Christian writer is a wonderful thing to be. But as I said too, you must be polished. When you give that book to a publisher or to an editor, you want it the best that you can be. And if you can find a good editor, a good Christian editor, you know, one that has God in his life and that he can look through your book and, you know, and of course find the, you know, the English errors in the punctuation, spelling, grammar, but that can also feel the hand of God moving in the story, then that is very good. Because often secular writers don't understand this. You know, everybody can go to church, but that doesn't mean that everybody knows the Lord. And so you want to find someone that really has dedicated their life to Christian writers. There's nothing wrong with secular, you know, like I said, publisher, but unless they really have the Lord in their life, they don't always understand where you're coming from or what you're trying to say. And so that's very important. You know, you want to get someone that's on the same, you know, that loves the Lord. Let me just say it plain, that loves the Lord with all his heart, and that his desire and goal is to further the gospel through helping other Christian writers, or if he writes himself, you know, or if he's just an editor and a publisher, but he wants to get the word out there. Now, you also have, you know, as I said before, you have to realize that every Christian publisher is not the same. You know, I mean, you know, they're Catholic, and they're Methodist, and they're a Lutheran publisher, and each one might ask a little bit different. So you might also want to look according to what you believe. If you go to a certain church, maybe you're Lutheran, then you might want to look for, you know, a Lutheran publisher that has, you know, same background and ideas and stuff and belief that you have. But I'm not saying you necessarily have to do that, but I'm saying if that's what's important to you, then, you know, it's okay to do that. But if you just love the Lord and you just want to, you know, preach, you know, through your writing and just, you know, find a nice Christian publisher, and that doesn't bother you if that publisher is not Catholic or not Methodist or not Lutheran or Presbyterian or whatever, but that he loves the Lord, because when it comes right down to it, you know, it's Jesus. It's Jesus. It has to be in your heart, and that's the most important thing that you're trying to, you know, get across to the people, you know, in your word. Now, writing Christian romance, as I said before, it's a wonderful thing, but it's also, you know, a very hard thing, because we want to deal with things of the world, but in a very specific way. We don't want to go into, you know, the sex, you know, or the violence or the adultery, all that happens in life. And you know, some people, you know, you can betray that in your story, but that doesn't mean you have to be explicit in how you betray it. You don't have to go into the details of, you know, of how, you know, a person was, you know, treated, you know, how they're, if they were beaten up or, you know, if they were raped or, you know, a lot of sex, you know, or, you know, addicted to sex or all that. You don't have to go into all that. You can, you know, mention it. But that doesn't mean that, you know, like when a person says the word adultery, everybody knows what adultery means. Explain it. And when if you, someone is raped and you say the word rape, they know what they know exactly what you're talking about. So it's easy, you know, to just mention, you know, in passing, but then show the results of how the Lord pulled them out of that and how they came, you know, to get strength and to survive and to move on. So that is our goal. And so, but like I said, not every, you know, Christian writer is, you know, they all see things, you know, just like people see things differently. You know, you can look, you know, and two people can be standing and see and the same things in front of them and describe it totally different. And so how you describe something is the way God is showing you. And that, in a sense, becomes your voice. And a voice is a very specific thing for a writer. You know, you can pick up a book and, you know, okay, like for example, you can pick up a book by, okay, let's say Daniel Steele, because I studied her when I was in writing school. You can pick up a book, and I know her style of writing. I know how she writes. She writes in the omnipotent, where we look into every character's life, you know, and that way, instead of wondering what this person is thinking, she'll be talking about one person, and then we'll see how this person sees it, and all of a sudden, she'll switch it and say, and as he stood looking at her, he was wondering what she was thinking. Well, we know what she was thinking because we saw it before, because she put it in there ahead of time. And so that's the way she writes. So I know when I read her books, I see, you know, I'm going to always understand what everybody's thinking, which is what I like. I like to know, you know, and that's the way I write sometimes too. But most people write in like the, you know, third person. Now, the first person is like, when you're writing like biographies, you know, or you're telling the story from your own point of view. The third person is where somebody else is telling it. And most time, most people write in the third person. But that's another thing. Christian writers have to develop their voice, and that usually comes, I believe, with studying the Word very deeply and spending time with God and starting to write and see how you write things. Now, when you read other books, you, as I said, you'll find out from certain authors, after a while, after you read so many books, you come to know their voice. You come to know how they write. And that's the way God wants to use you, to show you your particular voice. Because God is an individual God. So he's going to have you say things that maybe somebody else would say totally in a different way. When I was in school, we had to study different writers, and I picked Daniel Steele and, you know, and different ones. And then I had to do like poets like Emily Dickerson. And you had to read. And after a while, you know, they would say, okay, now you write the same thing or try writing her poem the way you would say it. And then you discover, okay, she had a certain way of saying things. But then you wrote it or a scripture out of, you know, or passed out of a story, and they would ask you to write that passage in your own word. And then you find that you have a totally different way of saying it. And so discovering your voice, how you say things. A lot of times we read somebody else's work and we think, okay, I've got to say it like they do. No, no, no. And, you know, that's kind of what they call plagiarism. You don't want to write down exactly what somebody else says, because that's not, you know, you can't do that unless you want to go to court. And I'm sure you don't want to do that. So what you're trying to learn is how to speak the way you say something, uniquely, the way you would say. Like I may say something, and then you could totally turn around and say, well, okay, well, what you're really saying is this. So that's the way you're perceiving it, and that's the way you're saying it. So you've got to discover your writer's voice. And I think for a Christian writer, that comes with knowing God and spending time with him so that he can develop you know, and lead you, you know, and show you the way that you, he wants you to say things, because he knows you. He knows you more intimately than anybody else does. He knows your thoughts, your actions, your feelings. And so when you start to write, he knows exactly how to lead you and how to show you, you know, what you should write about. Now, fiction writing has many genders, you know, like you can write for teens, you know, you can write for preteens, you know, children's books. You can write for adults, you know, but you have to, you know, discover the area that you are really interested in. Now, I'm mostly interested in writing Christian romance. I want to write, and that's what I do write. I write Christian romance, and I write stories that are simply pure, sweet and uncomplicated. That's why I'm called a simply pure, sweet, uncomplicated Christian romance writer. I don't deal in sex. I have love, and I have adventure in my story, excitement, action, you know, drama. But there may be slight problems and situations that arise, but never anything, you know, heavy. And my stories will never make you blush, but they may make you cry, you know, or smile or laugh. And they'll always show the hand of God working in the lives of the characters. Now, that is the way I write. Like I say, every Christian writer doesn't write the same way. If you're interested in sci-fi, well, then, you know, you need to pray and ask God, how would you write a sci-fi story? You know, or if you're interested in writing, you know, for adult women, you know, and the things that they're going through, like, you know, like I said, you know, like divorce, you know, adultery and things like that, then you need to pray and ask God to show you, how do I write this? You know, we know it's in the world, but I don't want to go into all that, but I also want to touch, you know, my readers and let them realize that they are not alone, that, you know, that you are there with them. And so then you need to pray about that, okay? If you want to write for teens, then you... If you want to write for teens, then you need to, you know, spend some time with teenagers. If teens of your own, then you automatically know, you know, what kids' minds are on today. You know, they're young, you know, and they're looking for love. Most of the time in all the wrong places, but they're looking, you know, they want, you know, to find a mate in this world, and they want to, you know, to enjoy themselves and just be young, you know. And so then that's, you need to get around teens and talk, you know, and see, you know, and spend time with them, even with your own teens, or, you know, just in passing, talking with people. See, whatever area you're in that interests you, then that's the area that you need to concentrate on and pray about and ask God to lead you. And then also read. Get books from authors that deal in that gender that you're interested in, and continue to read. That's the best way to learn about writing, is to see how other people write it. Now, like I said, you don't want to plagiarize or anything else like that, but you need to read and discover for yourself how you would say things. Practice, you know, practice. Sit down, read a passage, you know, out of another book, and then, you know, sit down and maybe a paragraph, write that paragraph the way you would say it, and then see, you know, how it sounds. And then, you know, you got to start writing. The best way to write is to start writing. And another good thing is, like I said, to take courses, because a writer, you know, publishers, they want books that are, you know, really fantastic, but they don't have time to sit down and correct your spelling or your punctuation. You know, that turns a publisher off very quickly if he's got to sit down and say, okay, this is like I'm in, you know, it's like I'm an English teacher. You know, it should be a period here. It should be a comma there. This should be an exclamation mark. You know, but who's talking? And that's another thing you've got to learn. When each person talks, when you're writing a novel or a story, each person deserves their own line. You don't run it all together, because that confuses the publisher. He all of a sudden he's reading one person speaking, then all of a sudden he says, okay, where did this guy come in? Or where did this girl come in? You know, you've got to separate it. Each person deserves their own line in a novel, even in a story. So we always know when that person stops talking and when another person starts. And you learn all that by, you know, going in and studying English. You know, maybe go to a junior college and take a writing course, you know, or you know, or just, you know, a lot of times in small towns they have communities, and they have community theaters, and they have community writing classes, you know, and you go to them and you sit and you listen and you learn. That's the way you learn, you know. But, you know, writing, you can't, I mean, some people can't just sit down and write. I went 2 years to writing school. I used to write all the time, like I said, when I was 8 years old. But I didn't know the techniques of writing. And writing does have a technique. You know, God will use your voice, but he also wants you to learn how to put those words together so that it can affect your readers for him. And so it's good to take courses online, you know, just maybe a small writing course from a junior college, or meet with you know, a lot of times you can find writers groups that are open to the public, and you can go and you can sit and you can listen, and authors sometime will come in and will talk about writing, and you can take notes and gather all the information that you can so that when you start your writing career, you know, okay, this is where I'm going, this is the gender I want to be in, and this is, you know, type of stories I want to write. I definitely want to be a Christian writer, and try to go to Christian seminars that have Christian writers and listen to them talk and tell about their struggles, because it is a struggle, because we're in a secular world and we're not, you know, doing things the way they want or think it should be done. So then you need to, you know, listen to other writers who have struggles, so when you start your writing career, you don't get frustrated and you think, now this was a, you know, bad idea. You know, I'm not going to find a publisher. You know, nobody wants to hear what I have to say. But if you stick with God, God will lead you to the right publisher. But he expects you, you know, you start, you know, like a child, you know, but then you have to grow up. You start when you start writing, you are like a child. You're learning, and you have to grow up. And you grow as you keep doing things, if you keep going places, you keep reading, you keep studying. And then, you know, all the time you may be writing, but you're learning how to write. You gather information from the places you go, and then at the end you come back and you sit down and say, okay, this is how I wrote this. Okay, but now I see I should have put that there, and I should have did this. I should have had that punctuation, and I should say this. And maybe there's a scripture that goes along with it. So it all, it's a journey. Writing is a journey, and you start with one step, but that one step may take you 1,000 miles. So you just keep, you take one step at a time. That's what I do all the time. I take one step at a time. I keep going for the Lord. I keep writing. I write poems. I write short stories, but I'm always learning. And you know, I think a writer never stops learning. Because the more God leads you, and you see how he wants you to put it, you want to say it so much better. And so you're praying, ask God, you know, tell me how I can say this better. You know, I mean, it sounds good, but is there another way? You know, and pray, and God will show you, okay, that, yeah, you're right, that does sound good, but this is the way I want you to say it. And if you go to this scripture, and, you know, and then things just start, God starts dealing with your heart. He starts dealing with your mind. And really, we are the pen in his hand. And so he leads us, and we just keep going, and we keep, you know, just one step at a time, and that's what he wants us to do. The world of Christian writing is a field that's opening up more and more lately, but we have to remember we're in a secular world, and the world is always going to try to pull on us and tell us this is the way you should be doing it. You're not going to make it if you keep on this way, but God says if you listen to him, you know, he'll show you the way. He'll show you the way, and he'll take you, you know, where he wants you to be. You just have to be, you know, determined in your heart that this is my goal, to write Christian fiction, whether it's for teens, adults, or children, but this, and whatever, you know, gender you decide, but this is where my heart lies. And, you know, a lot of times the world will tell you, you know, well, you need to stop because, you know, you're not doing anything. Maybe you've gotten so many rejection letters, you know, you tried, and everybody, you know, you show it to friends, and they say, well, you know, are you sure you want to do this? You know, so I don't know if you really write well enough. Don't let discouragement, the devil's greatest weapon is discouragement. So you don't get discouraged. You just keep taking one step at a time because, like I said, you're a baby starting out. If you've never written anything but you have that desire and that desire is still there, then you start nourishing that desire. Even if it's just one little step at a time, even if you just write one line at a time or one paragraph or one little poem, if you want to get into Christian poetry, whatever, you start, you've got to start. And you don't let the world, you know, make you turn your back on it and say it's too hard. Because like I said, you know, there's a valley of dreams, and so many people have discarded their dreams there. Don't be one of them. If you have a dream, follow that dream, wherever it may lead. You know, like I said, like that guy said on the street corner in Pretty Woman, what's your dream? He said, everybody's got a dream. What's your dream? Now, you may be a husband, you may be a wife, or you may be a son or a daughter, but maybe nobody knows your dream. Maybe nobody ever had an idea that you want to write because you never told them your dream. Sometimes it's better not to tell your dream. Just go ahead and start nurturing it, and at the right time, God will tell you when to tell it. Because you have to remember, not everybody's going to be happy for you, because they think that if they can't make it, or if maybe they had a dream that they never fulfilled, and so they stop and they think, what makes you think that you can make it when I couldn't make it? But see, we keep on with the Lord, we keep doing, we keep struggling, we keep trying, and eventually dreams do come true. Like I say, my dream is coming true, and I know that there's more for me. I know God has more for me. You know, I'm writing Christian novels and Christian poetry and things like that. I also write articles. I have a ministry website. I have a romance website, and I have an author website that shows my work, and I just praise God for all of that. I never thought I would ever, ever have anything on the internet, and my sites are growing. People are enjoying my clean romance, because I write clean romance. You know, you won't find, like I said, you won't find sex thing like that, but they're enjoying my clean romance site, which is romanceforyou.com, 68.com. Then I have my Christian writer site, Grace and Glory Ministry, JulietLocal.com, and then I have my author site, JanetFearsAuthor.com. All the stuff in my sites are clean because that's the way I write. I'm a Christian romance writer who wants to share the love of God through wholesome way, because I feel like I write mainly for young people and young adults, but older people like my stories too. But I want to show the young adults that there is a God, and that God is not only interested in you know, their life, he's interested in their love life. Because, you know, they get so mixed up. You know, the world says, you know, you got to do this. You know, go out, you know, do your thing, you know, have a good time. But there's a price to pay. See, and that's what the world doesn't tell them. There is a price to pay. And whatever you do, it's going to come back to bite you if it's not what God wants you to do. And that's what happens to a lot of young people. That's why there's suicides, because girls fall in love with boys and boys fall in love with girls, and they think, if I can't have you, you know, I'm going to kill myself, or nobody else can have you, and they may kill the other person, or they both may commit suicide together. No, 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 no. See, that's the world's way of thinking. See, that's physical love. That's just a part, that's just a small part of love. That's just one revelation of love. I have a book called Revelations of Love, and that talks about that. You know, young people, they get so caught up, they think that their love is the only love that has ever been, and that nobody else has ever loved like they have loved. See, God wants to show them, oh, how much he loves them. He loved them even unto death. And I want them to know that God is interested in every area of their life, and not to get mixed up in the things of the world, because, like I said, the world is, it's fool's gold. All that's out there is fool's gold. And one day you wake up and you say, what happened? You know, why didn't somebody tell me that it wasn't like, you know, I thought it was going to be? Same way with young love. They fall in love. Well, really, they fall into lust first, because love comes later. Love comes with growth and time and being with somebody. Well, but they fall in love, and then they wake up one morning and say, what happened? You know, I didn't know I was going to have to get up every morning and feed the baby. I didn't know I was going to have to get up and clean the house. You know, I thought it was just going to be love, love, love. Well, that's lustful love. That's got to change. So it's all got to change. So my stories are leading people, you know, that have gone through things and they have discovered, you know, about loving, true love, and about forgiveness and forgiving people that have hurt you in love, or, you know, have, you know, like even jilted you in a situation, you know, relationship, and showing how God led that person to learn about forgiveness and understanding, so that he could work with them and lead them to the true value of what love really is. So that is why I write the way I write. All my stories, you know, are purely clean, sweet, and uncomplicated. But whatever gender you decide to write in as a Christian romance writer, or if it's not Christian romance, if it's Christian sci-fi, or, you know, whatever you want to write in, you know, Christian poetry, or if you just want to write for a Christian magazine, or perhaps you want to write for your church, you want to write articles for your church, or newsletters for your church, but you need to have God as a guidance. You need to have God's input. Because as Christians, we can't really take one step without the leading of the Lord, because it takes God, you know, to lead us where he wants us to go, because we just don't see things as we should. And that's why we do have, you know, God with us. He teaches us, leads us, instructs us, and shows us the right way to go. And so the area, as I said, Christian writing, it's a beautiful area to be in. Whatever gender you go into, just make sure that you trust the Lord and you lean unto him and not unto your own understanding, because all around you may be, like they say, sinking sand, but if you hold on to God's hand, he's going to lead you where you're supposed to be. And so never give up. Keep going, because it's a beautiful area to be writing in, and you are blessed to be a Christian writer. And if that's what you want to be, then I'm here to help you. I'm here to encourage you and tell you just to keep going, to never stop, because it's a beautiful, you know, career to get into. And you can even do it, you know, if you're just learning, just starting, and you're on a job. I'm not saying quit your job, because, you know, God would lead you there. You know, that would be something between you and God. You'd have to pray about and see where he wants you to go. But you can write while you're still on, you know, in whatever profession you're in. Just write on the side, and, you know, if you want to, you know, just keep it in a folder or something, or maybe have a drawer, you know, entitled Christian Writings, you know, or Christian Hopeful Dreams, whatever you want to do, but that you can go back when you have time and just look at it and say, Lord, you know, eventually I feel that this is what you want me to do. So you open up the door. Right now I'm where I'm at, and I'm going to keep here until you show me, you know, that exactly if I'm supposed to leave it now or venture out on a career or something. But make sure that you have the technical, you know, background, you know the elements of writing, and I would say that starts with, you know, getting some courses and, you know, and talking to other Christian people who have written articles or who have written books. Just, you know, build your portfolio of all that you need to get started. And like I said, very importantly, read. Especially read the type of Christian writers that you want to be like. And see how they do things. That's the most important thing. See how they do. Because then you have an example to either further you along or to show you what not to do. You might see something in some Christian books that you say, okay, I didn't know they wrote that. You know, that's really not what I want to do. Okay, so you go get another Christian book and read and see how they do things. And then you may say, now that's the kind of writing I want to do. Okay, then you take that book, find more by that author, and see how he continued and how God prospered him the way, you know, he's writing. And then God also will prosper you in the way that he wants you to write. But you've always got to be true to yourself, not true to the world. You're in the world, but you can't be true to the world, because one day, you know, it's going to be so different. So you want to be able to, you know, have your words and stories to praise and honor Jesus. It's all for him. Everything we do is for the Lord. So always remember that. When you're writing, if Jesus were to walk in and see that book or see what you're writing, you want him to be proud of and say, you know, now that's the way I want you to put it together. That's what I wanted you to say. Others may not agree with that, but see, you're in agreement with God. And so you have to be in agreement with God. And so that way you know. You take other people's criticism. You know, especially if they're Christian authors and their books are, you know, you really like, you know, what they write, and you pick somebody as a Christian mentor, and you go ahead and they, you know, talk to them and they show you some of the areas, you know, that they say, okay, maybe you need to put a little scripture here, or maybe you need to cut this out. Take all that into consideration, because God will send, you know, Christian people to you if you truly pray and ask him, you know, and tell him that you want a mentor to help you and to show you. He will send people along your path that will guide you, that will instruct you. But basically, he's the big boss. And so that's the one you're going to listen to, and you're going to study the word and read, and God will reveal things to you. So that's the main thing about Christian writing. We must always remember that everything we do is for Jesus, everything. And so you want your words put together rightly. You want to have a polished manuscript so when you send it to a Christian publisher, they can look at it and say, now, I want to know this guy, you know, and I want to read more of his work. And that just may be your start. You know, maybe they don't even ask you to accept your work at the moment, but you might get a letter back and saying, you know, send me more of your work as you, you know, continue writing. You know, send me more. I'd like to see more. And some publishers do that. They want to see more of what you write before they, you know, say anything about they're interested in you. So, but never do anything without the leading of the Lord in your writing. If you're a Christian writer, we cannot do anything without the leading of the Lord. We need God's hand to guide us, because this is a hurting world outside here, and they need hope. And like I say, some of them will never go into a church. There's homeless people on the street, and maybe they will never hear a minister, but they might be somewhere where in a bookstore, you know, a lot of times they give books out, you know, at different places free. They may pick up a book, and who knows, it might be yours one day, and they flip it open and start reading, and maybe bring tears to their eyes, and they may give their heart to the Lord by what you've written. That's our goal. You never know how far your words are going to go, but they'll go, always make them go with Jesus. That's what you want to do. So that's what I want to talk about today. And so if you have any questions or any comments, the phone number here is for guest callings is 323-642-1589. I am so happy to be able to do this program for Christian writers because we need the encouragement. You know, I've gotten rejection letters myself. And so I know how it feels when you work so hard on something, you know, and then you get letters back to say that, we're not interested in that at all. And I have sent some things, you know, before I, you know, really understood about the publishing world, I have sent some things to secular publishers that I've gotten back, and, you know, they just said, no, that's not for us. And I've done it with Christian publishers and gotten back and said, well, you know, we're not into that area of Christianity. We're looking for this type of stuff. But you just stick to it. Stick with God, and he'll take you to places that you've never been before. And so I'm going to close the program now. As I said, always remember, Christian writers, that we are writing to share Jesus with the world. It's all for Jesus. It's all for Jesus. Until next time, bye-bye now.